If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Happy Tuesday. Sue here. Kendra, you and I went on a little field trip yesterday.
Yes, we did, Sue. Yes, we did.
It was a very interesting one. It all started because they were saying that the Trader Joe's were all running out of their small little tote bags that are in pastel colors that a lot of people, for some reason, covet. And people were reselling them for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And so we were like, what is it about these bags? Like, right. Why does everybody have to have these bags? So we stopped at the Peabody Trader Joe's.
Right off on 114.
Yeah, yep. Where the TJ Maxx and all that little plaza is. And we wanted to see if we could find them. And what wasn't it so oddly timed that we walked in, literally walked in, while one of the workers, the Trader Joe's employees, was unpacking the boxes
right.
of bags.
It was a huge, it was like a huge stack of all the bags. And we were like, oh, there they are. It was
yeah.
just like this mountain of little tote bags and $2.99 each. I was like, oh, so they're not that hard
so
to find.
So knowing Kendra and I, how many did Kendra buy and how many did Sue buy? And I will tell you, Kendra bought zero and I bought three. Because right. that says, you're like, well, they're not free, so yeah, I'm not like, buying them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't really, I'm okay. I don't. They are small, but they're cute.
Small, but they're cute. Like, I brought my lunch in mine today, and it's an off-white little tote bag, like yeah. a linen tote bag, and they have, like, little pink accessories, like pink handles. They had mint green, purple, all of that, and I bought a few of them in different colors, but they are a nice lunch bag. Well, they have like just the right size for your lunch, and the handles are like a good length.
They are cute, and yeah. they're hardy, like the canvassy tote bags, and
yeah.
a lot of people were buying them so that kids could collect little Easter eggs when they do their Easter hunt, like
yes,
out in the yard.
Which
so
I think is a great idea, because they're in the Easter colors. They're
right.
all pastel colors.
Right. So they're cute, but that... So that wasn't even the headline of
right.
the day yesterday. We go get the bags and we come out. The parking lot. Now listen, if you live in that area, it's right off, it's I think it's technically Peabody, right?
I think so.
On 114, that Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, and we want you to call if there is a parking lot that exists like this near you, whether it's a store or an area, whatever it is. This is the scariest parking lot I've ever been in my life.
Well, you said that when we were getting in our cars to head over. You're like, oh, God, that's a horrible parking lot. And I'm thinking to myself, what is she talking about? Like, it's a strip mall. Yeah, it's a parking lot. But then I experienced it firsthand, and I was like, you were 100% right.
I don't know what it is about this parking lot. The spaces are so narrow, right? And it's just always busy. And there's only one way to really get in. And the cars are just aggressive. I don't know if it's...
Well, somebody was beeping at you. You were trying to let me... You stopped behind me to let me go into a parking spot.
And they're tight. They come up quick on you.
Yeah.
So you have to stop and let people get in and out.
Yeah.
You have to be patient.
No, but the person behind you started beeping so aggressively at you. It was ridiculous.
I know. And I'm like, I got hands out the window. I'm like, I better be careful. This is where I live. People are going to know. Like, you
but
know.
I think everyone has that one dreaded parking lot that they either avoid
right.
or they park as far away as they can. And they're like, I'll just walk.
Right. There's one everywhere.
There's one everywhere. So if you have one near where you live, a parking lot that you either just can't stand, you avoid, whatever, call us because we want to identify worst parking lots in Boston. And
yes.
Right now, Kendra and I's number one is Route 114 in Peabody.
That plaza.
The Trader Joe's little parking lot there. But if you can beat that, call us 617-655-1067. Phone lines are open.